Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to catch up with Lauren Palmer from Leeds Rhinos. How did you find 2025? Bit of a roller coaster?
Yeah, I think roller coaster is a fair description. For me, my first season as head coach was always going to be exciting and a bit of a challenge for me. So I think Super Cup was one of the best and most fun experiences. The girls really embraced it. We obviously got to a final, which was a little cherry on top. But, the girls have had a very disrupted off-season. So I think for them coming into the season, they didn't really have huge expectations. They just sort of wanted to grow as a group, make sure that they hit their individual targets and just stayed connected as a group. So we definitely did that. And we won a few games. We were right in there in some games. So there's definitely lots of stuff that we can be happy about and be proud of. But yeah, it's not a perfect season and lots of learnings for everyone involved, I think.
Lots of emphasis maybe placed on the players about how they deal with the season that's upon them. But how did you deal with things?
I think for myself, at Rhinos, there's a really strong backroom staff. Maggie's been in Super League for a long time and she was great for me to sound ideas off, bounce things around. Flip side, the sports science, the medical, they've all been around Super League for a long time. So for me coming in, obviously I had loads of ideas and how I want it to look and things like that. But it was really good to have that tried and tested experience group of staff behind me that could really help support and bounce the ideas off. I had a really good experience at my other franchise and I wanted to grow as an individual. So I think for myself, just given that opportunity, I sort of came in with a bit of a breath of fresh air with all these ideas and visions and things. So I think for us, it's really exciting of where we want to take Rhinos. So yeah, excited and grateful for the opportunity.
Pathway experience, obviously, at your other franchise, as you tactfully put it. I like it. You got the role, so how easy was the appeal, I suppose, for such a high-profile club like Rhinos to you?
Yeah, it was massive. And for me, I've always wanted to coach Super League. That's the dream. And when this opportunity presented itself to go to somewhere as prestiged and big as Leeds Rhinos was so exciting. The rugby side, the whole setup, they've got the stadium. It's a real honour to sort of be part of something that big and that exciting.
Super Cup, to me, it seemed like 2 hours after you got the job. So what was that like going into things?
Like you mentioned earlier, a bit of a roller coaster. I think I was in Australia with England until the end of January and then didn't start the role probably till the first week of February. So Super Cup was about 5 weeks after, I think. So it was just a bit of a thrown at the deep end. I think for me, it was all getting to know the girls. Let's see what we can do. Tournament netball, anything can happen. So I think we were quietly optimistic with that. So yeah, I think anyone that knows me, I just dive straight in and crack on. So yeah, we just went in and did what we could. And it was brilliant that we managed to get to a final as well.
How many rounds in did you feel settled?
To be honest, I think after I'd done a couple of sessions, I remember, I don't know who I spoke to, but I just sort of said, it just feels right. It was a real seamless transition and I can't fault anyone at Rhinos, like how welcoming they've all been. And the group of players really were open arms bringing me in and Maggie was brilliant, the backroom staff. And it just feels like I've been there forever and there was no animosity. It was all very warm and friendly. So to be honest, I felt like I'd fitted in and felt at home pretty much from the very offset, which is quite nice because, you don't always get that. So yeah, I think I'd probably say in terms of the Super League, after I think we won the first game, lost the second game by one and then lost the game after. I think at that point we thought, right, okay, This is it now. We're in the thick of it. But yeah, I'd probably say maybe after two or three rounds, we were sort of fully in and amongst the Super League, having felt a variety of results and emotions by that point.
I was pleased to see that Dan's given you a bit of time and Rhinos are truly behind you, getting netball properly established in Leeds, Yorkshire, to what we need.
Yeah, and for me, I was really happy, obviously, that I'm here to stay at Rhinos for the foreseeable. So it gave me that reassurance as well. First year in of a Super League contract, you sort of never know what that's going to look like. But the fact that rhinos are giving me their backing, you know, they want me to work on sort of all levels with them, you know, whether it's pathway community, Super League, and that's what I want. I want to be involved in everything and see how my experiences can help those around me and hear from those that have been in and around Yorkshire and North East for a while of how we can grow the regions. And the grassroots sports, obviously coming from a pathway background, is massive for me. So we want to make that the best pathway in both of those regions that ultimately will then long-term strengthen the Super League. So I'm really grateful to be given the opportunity, and I know with good people around me, with the backroom staff and the board, I do feel like they do back me. So hopefully this is a long-term fix for myself and obviously for these rhinos as well.
What about some of the priorities for next season then? I'd assume somewhere near the top would be an arena of your own.
Yeah, and I don't know too much about that. I know hopefully, I think every franchise dreams of having their own arena and their own place to train and play with a big crowd. But I think ultimately we've got to build the fan base and we've got to engage more and do what we can within the community to really get bums on seats and start packing out the arena that we've got in Sheffield. And I think once we can do that consistently, then you know, maybe that's the next step. Get your own arena and grow the sport and put it on the platform it deserves. So hopefully soon we can all have that space.
And obviously, Meg had made the move from Pathway into first team squad from the Northeast Pathway as well. It just things like that really important in the future.
Yeah, massively. And I think for me, that's something that I was quite adamant about, that obviously, we didn't want injuries and we're wishing Ella all the best in her recovery. But for me, when that circumstance arose, it was a no-brainer. Like, we were going to elevate from our pathway because these girls train week in, week out, play our style. They're in and amongst us, they train with us. And for me, if we don't reward those girls and give them opportunity, there's no point in having a pathway. So that's something I'm really passionate about. And the other coaches, like Francine and Leah, who coach our next gen, they were really, really keen for that. And they've come into Super League space as well this year. And hopefully, we can build on that moving forwards. But I think for athletes to come through our pathway then make Super League, it's just a big occasion. And you could see how much it meant to Meg the last few weeks. And she was so grateful just to play with Jiva for a few weeks. And at the start of the season, when George was in as well, who's our next gen captain, what incredible experiences for her playing at Super Cup and then Meg the last few weeks. So it's something that we really want to invest in our own and help grow the sport in our two regions, not just Yorkshire. We want North East and Yorkshire to be on equal weight. So we're excited about what the future holds. And hopefully, we get more and more pathway girls breaking through into that Super League squad over the next few years.
Yeah, fantastic. Back to Super League. How did you find the addition of Forest and Panthers?
Yeah, I think in order for a sport to grow, you know, mixing it up and putting new teams in is always going to be good. It was interesting because it's their brand new teams. You know, obviously they've got connections and things from other franchises in there, but I think it makes it exciting. Like, we played Forest last weekend at the Motor Point, and it was a great event. You know, there was loads of fans there, and they're really, really growing the game and having the football side in with them. You know, that's really going to add another element. So for me, it's only a positive. And I think they've been exciting coming in the league, and they've got some good results across the board. So yeah, it's I think it's only a positive, those teams coming in the league.
Well, netball today have announced men's netball World Cup. It's going to be taking place every 2 years. Just your initial thoughts on that. Great news.
Yeah, absolutely. We were lucky enough to watch one of the men's Australia-England games at the Copper Box a few weeks ago when we played Pulse away. And, you know, it was just really exciting to see something so different. Like, the athleticism, the aerial jumps these guys get, it was just unreal. And when we were in Australia with England, we played against a couple of the men's teams, and it just gives you something so different to play against. So it's really, really exciting that the men have got a platform now to grow their game. And I'm sure the fans will definitely be tuning in to watch that. So yeah, definitely really exciting move for the sport.
Next season, players will be on a mix of 1 and 2 year contracts. Is that right?
Yeah.
So in that case, who have you definitely got, and is Beth still in the mix? Or can't you say
I mean, we
it?
can't say too much because we haven't spoke to our own players yet, and
Yeah,
obviously the
that's
signing
fine.
window doesn't open till July. But yeah, we've got a couple of girls on and 2 year deals, so we're just in the process of checking in with everyone and hopefully get the right squad locked in for next year that we can push on, and we want to get top four next year. So we're really going to look at it and make sure we've got the best squad available to us.
There might be a bit of a gap position-wise. Are you looking to fill that from, say, abroad or maybe home-based talents? And I'm not naming names just for the sake of it, but I think we can both allude as to what I'm kind of referencing on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Jeeva's obviously retired, so we will have to find a replacement for Jeeva. And I think at the moment now we're considering everyone. So whether they're home-based imports, like we're in the drawing board. We've got a load of meetings the next few weeks just to hash everything out, look at all the options, and then come the 7th of July, hopefully have a good plan of what it all looks like.
7th of July, though, that'll soon come round. Soon as everything is over, it's like, right, get straight on the phone, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. I think grand final's on the Sunday, so I'm going to go down and watch. Just obviously, I think hopefully that'll be a good spectacle and really good for netball in general. And then, yes, up on the train to Leeds, and then we start recruitment the next day. So we're going to be, I think, locked in the stadium for a few days trying to get the squad all sorted for next year.
But you must have enjoyed it.
Yeah, honestly, I was obviously a little bit nervous coming in, but for me, like, it's been one of the best seasons of my netball career, and I'm just really grateful for the opportunity, and I've learned so much, but I still feel like I've got so much more to give. So yeah, really, really excited and enjoyed every second of it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.